Here we go, loop de loop. Sing it, Joey.
Turn your music on.
I have no music on.
Every time I get the urge to visit my hometown, I'm sure that all my cousins will try to track me down. My heart says go, my head says no, it's best to stay away. But if I appear, I'm sure to hear all those jerk-offs say,
hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny,
my cousin. He couldn't make his bail. I was talking to his father, he said let him rot in jail. But I pitied his poor mother, she said I was a prince. I paid his bail, he's out of jail, I ain't seen the fuck.
Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny, yo cousin Vinny, hey, with your cousin, bring your family.
My cousin Rose got married, she said they'd all be there, and they would love to see me as if I fucking cared. They ate, they drank, they danced all night, my cousins had their fill, and when it all was over, you could guess who paid the bill.
Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
yo,
your cousin Vinny, it ain't that long, you must remember me. Hey cousin Vinny, your cousin Vinny, is there anything that you could do for me? Hey cousin Vinny,
oh please,
your cousin Vinny,
oh Vinny, Vinny, Vinny,
hey, with your cousins, with your family, hey, with your cousins, with your family.
If you remember correctly, when you were a little off center.
Well, I really don't give a fuck about a bunch of sheep herders. I'm listed. My phone's listed. Anybody comes near me, I'm fucking killing them. They will go get their 80 virgins. And seriously, I mean, I'm not playing around. And I want them to know if they're listening, if, you know, if things are mine. I mean, I secured my borders. I refuse to friend anybody that's not from the United States. I am not talking to him. I'm not getting jammed up in some crazy bullshit. I fly too much to be put on some kind of watch list. So I'm not talking to anybody out of the country. I mean,
you're not going to talk to your girlfriends anymore?
No, I don't talk to anybody anymore. If you're out of the country, I mean, the titties from a girl in the United States are the same from the titties from a girl from Africa or France or England. No, seriously, I ain't playing. You know, this is serious shit. This is serious shit. And they don't play by the rules. I mean, look at the pig that they fucking got yesterday. She's taking pictures in the bathtub nude. She's shooting methamphetamines. Very good Muslim. Oh, excellent Muslim. I know in the Muslim religion, you're not supposed to eat, drink, and do a lot of things. It's a very strict religion. They don't play any games. And this girl was a stone pig. So, but I feel sorry for the fucking dog that got blown up. His name was Diesel. He got blown up. Chasing that broad. I mean, they blew them people up so fucking bad. There was 5,000 rounds of ammunition. You know the lead of 5,000 shots must have weighed? It must have weighed 500 pounds.
Well, if it took them days to recognize people because of the shooting.
Well,
they better be torn to pieces.
When they blew up, the floor of the fourth floor apartment fell down to the third floor apartment, so you got another force. But the French are getting the job done. You know,
they're still doing it everywhere. And now you've got this one going on. 18 people are dead from today.
Well, you know, not for nothing. When we did this show last Friday, it was 26 dead in Paris. So, I mean, it's
130
now. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know. And this Obama, you know, I hate to repeat it, but he is a motherfucker. Yes, he is. He's a motherfucker. He don't deserve to be president. He deserves, I can't, there's certain things I just can't say. I'm really pissed off about this.
I don't think it's right that you can blame just one person, Vinny. He doesn't run the country. The Congress does.
What? No. He's been vetoing shit and making his own fucking rules and putting them into effect. So he can declare war. He can take the lead in this. But everything will be all over. The mafia has stepped into the picture. Yes, sir. The mafia said to the ISIS and Al-Qaeda that New York is off limits. Hey, the government went to Genovese, Second World War, for help. They commuted their sentence, sent them back to Italy. He was doing life, I think. In Attica could have been, but the mob stepped into it. I mean, seriously, I'd rather have a platoon of soldiers looking for me than six mobsters. I'd rather have six mobsters looking for me than six ISIS or six Al Qaeda. I mean, I'm serious. The mobsters will get you. They'll seriously get you, and you can count on no innocent person getting killed. I mean, come on, all right. I'm no dummy. I'm no mope. I'm 66 years old. I'm sure the Italians aren't getting into this because their love of the United States. They're getting in this because of the oil. You know how much money the mobs and the Russian mob.
Mm-hmm.
The Russian mobs affiliated with that, and they're doing all of that shit. They're doing all the scams with the gas. That's the biggest scam going the last 10 years, the gas. And if they start blowing up the fucking gas, forget about it. They're out trillions of dollars.
Well, I wonder who's going to do it first, Israel or the mafia. We'll see.
Well, believe me, the mob could go where the FBI, the army cannot go. And
you even said that in that article, that the FBI and Homeland Security are limited in what they can do. I mean, that's what Gambino even said in that article.
Well, they're not playing. I mean, I remember, it's not in this scale, but I remember a high-ranking Genovese captain said to me, "Hey, Vinny, I know these kids are over there, but tell them, please, do me a favor. Don't be selling their shit in front of my place. What do they make, $50? I'll give them the 50. Tell them to stay away from my joint. They're going to wind up getting me pinched over some dumb shit." And, you know, they don't like that. They honestly, they don't not like that. They're very respectable people, and they'll tell you once, and then they'll seriously hurt you. And now, and we're not talking no couple hundred dollars scores, $10,000. Now we're talking billions and billions of dollars. They're upset. They're upset. No, the mob will. They won't even acknowledge the mob being involved in this, except for the articles that you've seen online. I don't even see anything in the paper.
And it was Reuters. Actually, Reuters posted it. Reuters.
Who the hell is Reuters?
Reuters is a national news agency across the world.
Well, then that's Reuters. Why they posted it, because you're not going to get the one of these our news people to post that. They don't want that. They don't want that. So they're not going to put it on here. But it's bad. It's bad. But did you put my Christmas song up?
No, but I have another song I have to play.
No, I wanted a Christmas song with the Italian.
I have another song, and it's
that
Thanksgiving
has nothing
anyway.
To do with the Italian thing, because I'm talking about the mafia, so I want
to
play.
Oh, that one?
No,
I didn't. I forgot
song.
To put
okay,
that one on.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then it's no
I
big
put Thanksgiving
thing.
On and another song.
No, it's all right. I'll find something that's...
No, you have the Thanksgiving song.
Okay. But actually, I wanted to, before Thanksgiving, I know an event that is before Thanksgiving.
I
that
know,
I should
so
be...
let me play a song.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
All right. Let me play a song, and you will hear it. Okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Listen, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I admire you so much. You're talented, you're funny, you're kind.
Happy birthday. I've been given the daunting task of going over your career highlights, some of the great things you've done.
Oh, shit.
No, that wasn't you. That was D.C. the Ball.
I'm glad to join many of your friends in wishing you the best of this day and in thanking you for another year of making us laugh and making us think.
And I am so happy to say happy birthday to you.
It's your birthday. You have continued to be alive for consecutive years. Well done. Well done for resisting the urge to not be alive. Carry on being alive every year, continually.
I was Conan.
Your birthday, and what a glorious world this is because you were born and you're on it, and because I admire and love you so much, I felt that no amount of money could buy you the right gift, so I didn't buy you one. I'm just going to gift you my words of love and my shoes. I'm going to give you my shoes, the shoes I'm wearing right now. I'm going to give these to you because it's your birthday.
I am doing this against my will and against my better judgment. Happy birthday.
Hey, it's your birthday. Hope you party like it's your birthday. Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. In the club like it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You are a extraordinarily rare human being, and you know I mean that.
Lady Gaga, I just wanted to wish you a very happy birthday.
Everybody gather around. Gather around the cake, please. Come on, move it. Now, let's go. We're singing the song together. Happy birthday to you. Come on!
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
Woo! Whoa, that was a nice birthday. Whose birthday is it?
Tomorrow is your birthday.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All those people were wishing you a happy birthday.
Oh, well, that was nice.
You don't get to pick your songs today. I do.
Oh, really? Okay, good. But thank you for the happy birthday song. And let me take care of business here. And while we take a little pause, I'm going to play this for the
No, Janine. You're going to get what?
What do you say?
I don't know. Something about Janine's bad back.
Having problems understanding your Italian neighbors and coworkers?
Yo, venez qua, before I smack you.
Hey, you. Come here.
Now, from the makers of Hooked on Ebonics, it's Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, don't bust my Pauline.
Stop giving me a hard time.
Forget about it. The Vosney goes for nothing.
That's okay. You may have the basil for free.
Learn how to communicate more effectively with Hooked on Pisonics.
Hey, boss, let me get a superside, fresh mozzarella, gabagool on semolina. And give me the real provolone, not that fake shit.
Sir, may I have a ham and cheese sandwich on a long piece of bread? Oh, and sir, could you top that with a well-aged provolone?
Mingara, Maron, that broad, faccia, brute.
Oh my, that lady is unattractive.
It's true. We do need to find new ways to bridge the gap between all the different cultures that have gathered in this fine country of ours. Hooked on Pisonics will send you on your way to more fulfilling, satisfying communications.
My gobble cell. I want crispy, and I don't want no pignol in my brajol.
I prefer my baked goat's head well done, and please don't put pine nuts in my slow-cooked rolled pork held together with a string.
Hooked on Pisonics. Make it work for you today.
Yeah, well, I had to play that because the Italians are going to be in the news while they systematically eliminate ISIS. But, this is our last show till after Thanksgiving. So, our Thanksgiving wishes go out to you, Lucarello, our house attorney here, at My Cousin Vinny show. He keeps us in line. You need his assistance for anything. If you're in jail and you happen to have a computer and you're listening to us, you could call him at 973-235-9300. That's 973-235-9300. And I got another great number because I noticed the in thing down here is I'm in South Jersey. When I say here, South Jersey, Towns River area, everybody gets foreclosed. I mean, you know, they buy the houses, get a loan, get a second mortgage, get a third mortgage, get a fourth mortgage if they could, and then they default on it, and they're living free, and then they come home one day and their house is locked and they're in trouble. So, and they didn't save any money from not paying rent. But if you did save money and you got a sizable down payment, because your credit's bad, of course, because your house, they you foreclosed on it. But I got a number that might be able to help you. It's Gina Girardo. She could probably find you a house to rent so you don't have to go to Ten City. 732-684-7447. That's 732-684-7447. Oh, Lee, well, the airline, the Spirit Airline, they're forget about it. They're fighting on it. It's like
Friday night
at the fight.
Right. Oh, boy. You better be careful with what you guys bring on that in your suitcases.
Yeah, well,
remember, they took
about
your
that.
Peanut butter once.
Yeah, they took my peanut butter, them son of a bitches. Oh. Man, imagine now, they might take anything, but...
I don't know. I was going to bring my mother one, but now I'm thinking I better not.
No, they're going to snatch everything and anything. I'm just going to get dressed. I'll wear like four pairs of clothes, you know, what I want to wear down here, because I'm not going on with even a carry-on. They'll be guaranteed they have the dog sniffing the things, and you know dogs like me, and I'm sure he's going to stop and be sniffing my crotch, you know, all of that shit, and guaranteed they... Oh, I, of course, you know I'm going to have a problem.
Actually, you didn't have a problem the last time you flew down. I was surprised.
No, I didn't have any problem at all. But
today, you've been having problems with your computer, right? Well, I know why.
Why?
Because today is Name Your PC Day. You need to give your computer a name so you can talk to him.
Piece of shit.
No. You need to give it. It's Name Your PC Day. So you have to name your PC today.
I named it. Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
That's not nice. But he's not going to like that.
It's all right. Fuck him.
It's also another very big, nice holiday today with all the crap that's going on in the news. Today is also a beautiful day.
A beautiful day. Yeah, well, it really wasn't bad out today. I went for my bone density test, and I found something out very shocking. The lady says, well, let me take your height. And I'm 5'6" and a half. I said, how the fuck that happened? I said, last time I did my height, I was 5'9". She said, well, I don't... She said, you took your sneakers off. I said, well, okay, all right. But I lost 2.5 inches.
Yeah, you shrunk. You shrunk.
Man.
And so what are you doing for your birthday weekend? Anything special?
Well, actually, my birthday weekend is nothing special because Wednesday is Thanksgiving, and we're going to, instead of assembling everybody, we're going to celebrate it Thursday. Thanksgiving, we'll have a little cake and sing happy birthday and have a little fun. But I got some really good news. You remember Jarrett, the Subway store there, this spokesman, they gave his monkey ass 15 years.
Oh, yes, I heard that.
Yeah, Jared got 15 years. In the sentencing, they said that he could still have all the salami he wants, but without the bread. Oh, man.
Oh, God. You were talking about planes. Did you hear that really sad? The American Airlines, remember during the Boston bombing, there was a girl that was a ballet dancer and she lost her leg. Well, she got a prosthetic leg and everything. American Airlines lost it in the baggages.
Oh, my God.
Do you believe it? They lost her leg?
Well, she shouldn't have checked it in.
I guess, I don't know, but they finally found it, but I thought that was sort of sad and sick.
Yeah, well, it goes to show you. They won't lose. They don't lose. What they're not supposed to lose, they lose what they're not supposed to lose, and they hold the stupidest things. But I guess they have their hands full. I mean, there are millions of flights, and I don't know what's going on here. This world is not as I remember it. I mean, after 9/11. We couldn't work. We lost our jobs. I lost two of the best jobs that I had in my whole life. I lost my courier work, and I lost the acting work.
That's right.
And I lost you. You moved to Florida right after 9/11.
That's right. I did.
Yeah.
I guess so.
The number here is 646-716-4343. That's 646-716-4343. I mean, what do you think? Do you think the mob is straightening us out or what? No, seriously. I mean, there's only 30,000 of them, and I'm sure there's got to be there's got to be, 50,000 active wise guys? I'm not talking about shooters and hitters and, you know what I mean? But they would eliminate the bosses, and they would eliminate a lot of things. They would make things very hard for them to operate quick, but I don't know. Obama is just going to continue being a retard by letting the prisoners go at Gizmo, taking in 10,000 refugees, and I don't know. What do I know? Nobody listens to me anyway. I could tell somebody there's a fire down the street. They got the street blocked off. Don't go down there. They won't listen to me to go down there anyway. So I just sit back and say, you know what? The hell with it. Let's see. I'm going to read our horoscopes. Yours is Cancer, June 22nd to July 23rd. If you bring what you have been working on to a conclusion over the next 2 or 3 days, you will have accomplished something truly worthwhile. The sun in Scorpio in recent weeks unleashed the creative side of your nature. Now enjoy the rewards. So if you're trying to be creative and accomplish something, my sign has shined the sun upon you. How do you like that? Now let's see what Scorpio is, October 24th to November 22nd. Matter of fact, happy birthday, Jeff Durante. That's my Brent David. Everybody remembers David Durante. Well, that's his kid brother, Jeffrey. His birthday is November 22nd. So, Jeffrey, listen, this horoscope's for you, too. Do something dramatic before the sun moves out of your birth sign on Sunday. any doubts you may have about what you're going to do must be swept away. If it feels right to you, then it does not matter what the rest of the world thinks about it. Just do it. You can do it.
Well, I have a another horoscope for you, Vinny. Ready?
Yes.
Your zodiac, as a Scorpio born on November 21st, you are, and I read it, it sounds like you are as determined as you are caring. When confronted with a challenge or goal, you won't stop your efforts until the job is done. In relationships, you show the same dedication, sacrificing your time and needs to support others. Your friends and family greatly appreciate your caring and compassionate nature, which explains why you are a friend and companion. How's that?
Well, that was me in a nutshell.
Yep, and your ruling planet is Pluto. But as you were born in the third decan on part of the moon's mysterious powers are yours as well.
Okay, all right. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, lots of stuff about you. My goodness, my goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, they say the Scorpio is a pretty powerful and strong sign.
That the 21st ones are believed to be rather intelligent, witty, and chatty, in addition to being more outgoing than most Scorpios.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, yes. Oh, ready for this? You're adventurous and brave. You are ordinarily a lover of travel and anything unusual, and possess great confidence in your abilities to chase success and happiness.
Okay, all right. Well, that's true, because I've been chasing it. I can't catch
you. You just haven't caught it yet.
No. It's all right. What are you going to do? You can't have everything.
Well, you're trying.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying. What are you going to do? Matter of fact, I'm cooking dinner as we speak. I just thought of something. I'm boiling the sausage.
Broiling or boiling?
Boiling. Before I fry it a little. I know fried foods are bad for you, but you got to fry it. You can't eat boiled sausage.
You can bake it.
Well, I'm not going to bake it because I don't like to use them chintzy toaster ovens because they're very dangerous, and I'm not standing there watching it for a half hour. Maybe I will try to do that. You know what? My health is more important. I could stand there and watch it, but I'll. I haven't been to the store. Has anybody been shopping? No. I think everyone's scared. Has all of this bullshit, has it scared you or altered your life in any way?
Actually, when I went to the dermatologist the other day, which you know I've been spending a lot of time there, he comes from New York. He went to Hunter and NYU. He said no, he was afraid to fly. He was going to drive up to Orlando. And I wasn't thinking anything about it, and all of a sudden yesterday I started to think, oh, I'm flying to Boston. I'm getting a little worried, a little bit.
Well, I am worried. I mean, like I said, Spirit Airline had three incidences in a week. Three.
All right, well, nothing from JetBlue. JetBlue hasn't, I don't think. Have they? I don't think JetBlue.
Well, Spirit
is leaving Tuesday. Oh, so if you do a show next Friday, I'm not going to be here.
Okay. I'm sure I'll do a show.
Well, I can post it in the morning, but I don't know if I will be home in time, actually.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot all about that.
And they had a problem in Boston at Logan Airport. They had to have a forced landing because there was some kind of a misunderstanding on the plane. So, it looks like another dilemma we'll have to live with. Thank you,
yeah.
Mr. Obama. Thank you, Mr. Obama.
I'm looking at my flight. I can't even find what I did with my flight. Uh-oh. I'll have to go look.
What are you going to do? Can't wait.
Nothing.
Number here is 646-716-4343. Nobody's calling. Well, everybody must be shopping.
Well,
I
thought Beth was going to call and say hi and wish you a happy birthday. And I guess she...
Oh, it's all right. People have got a lot of things in their mind. Thanksgiving's coming. Mm-hmm. You got all of this bullshit happening. People ain't thinking about my birthday. No. And I don't blame them. They're worried about if they're going to be around for their birthday. I mean, I don't want to scare people. I mean, I listen to what I say, too. But they're talking about... somebody slipped on the news and was talking about biological warfare, that they were dabbling in that, the terrorists. If that shit happens and this motherless fucking Obama does not fucking step up and, like, eliminate them that moment, it's over. It is absolutely over. Seriously, that's not bullshit. That's the real deal. We're in serious trouble if biological warfare gets in the picture. I mean, people just joke, kid. They honestly don't care. They do not care. Do not care. I don't know.
I just appeared. You have a friend who said he was going to call today. Vinny.
Okay. Yes.
Vinny, your friend Louis said he was going to call, and he's on the phone.
Oh, all right. Hey, Louis, what are you doing?
How you feeling, Vinny? I'm sorry I'm calling late, but my phone happened to die on me while I was talking with my mother, who's in rehab.
Okay.
And then I had to charge the phone, so this way I could be able to call you. You know, I'm only working off of one phone right now. So how's everything?
Oh, fine. How's your mother, all right?
Yeah, she's hanging in there.
All right, good, good. That's the most important thing. Okay,
so what's
let me ask you the number one question. Has your life changed? Have you altered any of your behaviors or... chores or whatever you do, considering what's happening all over?
Well, if you want my advice of what I think about what's happening with the war, I believe...
Well, first of all,
Yeah.
Well, as an American citizen, I feel that we should not let the refugees into our country right now with ISIS threatening the United States. Don't forget what happened with 9/11. As a first responder, I was down there. It wasn't a nice, beautiful sight at all. It was very sad. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in the streets crying. Thousands of them the next day and more each and every day after that. No, I don't think that ISIS should be let into this country. As far as I consider, I look at them as ISIS. Now, you see they posting pictures of refugees. Where do you see only women with no husbands and only children? Which was a lie. They're letting in all these growing men who could be ISIS in disguise into our country. Remember one thing. They already made the threat on New York and United States soil, as far as Italy is concerned, these two countries are both going to get bombed next. And don't forget, we have a Muslim in the White House that's controlling everything. He wants to stop our Second Amendment rights and take away our freedom so this way they could come into our country and walk all over us. Now, we have, as Americans, have a right to our Second Amendment, and we have to stand up for our rights. We can't
Everybody's talking about, I mean, seriously, I will be in Florida in less than 2 weeks. And Lee, one of the stops on the list is going for a firearm and applying for a pistol to carry
That's right.
Because, I mean, let's be realistic. I mean, I got to walk the same streets everybody else is. But I'd rather be walking when I'm shopping. I'd rather have the old lady in the next aisle with a .357 Magnum in her pocketbook. Because if one of them suckers start opening up, she could open up her shit and blow somebody away.
Oh yes, that's right. And you know, like I always say, it's not the firearms that's killing us. It's the crazy people that want to join these killing groups that have hateful on us American soil. Meanwhile, some of the Americans themselves, oh, they're married into Muslimity. Their wives or their husbands are Muslims. What do we think about that? There's nothing to think. But they go against our religion because their belief is in their holy sacred of Allah. Allah was never a god. He was just a man, just like you or me. I believe in Jesus because Jesus had sacrificed himself for the love of us. And if it wasn't his sacrifice for being killed, we wouldn't be able to pray to our God. Maybe he would pray to God because his God was his father. And I believe that our God is Jesus, our Lord. I've always grew up believing in God, and I will die believing in God because this is my faith. I can't change my faith from Catholic to being a Muslim. Not like Obama wants everybody to believe in Allah. Allah, why should we believe in him? I read the Holy Quran. You got to read it for yourself. It's not nice things that they say either. They say a little small section about our they talk about our Jesus Christ, our Lord. But basically, if you go towards the middle, towards the ending, it shows the hateful comments that they have against Christianity. So I can't believe that Obama is letting in all these refugees without checking them. We already have tens of thousands of them already in this country as it is. And they're driving these fucking yellow cabs every single day. And every time that there's a call at the Muslim mosque on 11th Street and Avenue A, on 1st Avenue, where they all park along Con Edison. How come the cops don't put a stop to that? How come New York City don't do anything? Because the mayor we have has his ass up his behind. It's time to stop. One way or the other, our mayor wants to welcome the refugees into New York, and like we don't have a say about it.
He's a sympathizer, too.
What happens if your refugees start to move in your neck of the woods? Now you really got to protect yourselves because you don't know. You could have ISIS as your neighbor. Who wants to have these people come and live in your building next door to you? You don't know what they're capable of doing. Maybe they're thinking about who they want to kill next. Oh, yeah, I want to kill that neighbor. I hate him. They just moved in the apartment. You know?
I don't know. I am very uncomfortable with them living near me. I live in a complex. There's like 15 to 20 little buildings, and I have a Muslim guy that lives in the next building.
Everybody will be nice.
I am very, very leery of them. I'm sorry. Well, it's wrong. I know it's wrong, but I'm sorry.
I know a lot of Muslim people around here from the stores and everything. I'll say hi to them, but I won't trust them. Because when it comes time for them to bomb New York, they're all going to get together because that's what they all talk about in the mosque. Talk is going around. I was working for a friend of mine his you know, he owns a Schaefer funeral home, and I always tell him, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to work with you anymore because you have International Funeral Service, and you're running your friends with all Muslims in next door, and when time comes, they're not going to be your friends, they're going to be your enemies. And then you want to continue helping them. I said, I cannot work for you any longer because half of them, they look at you with this hate in their eyes like they want to kill you or something. And how could you even work with someone like that that doesn't want to have a cross in the funeral home, but yet they want their room to look like a freaking mosque? I don't understand this.
I don't know.
Well, breathe for a second. We have someone else on the line who would like to talk to Vinny for a moment.
Sure. Oh, okay. Hello,
hey,
caller.
Vinny, it's Beth.
Hey, Beth, what are you doing?
I'm talking to you, and happy birthday tomorrow. Have
a great birthday. I'm definitely going to try. You know, because you already have 1 year, so... Might as well have fun.
What are you going to be doing?
Well, actually, we're not going to officially have anything or celebrate till Thanksgiving because it's so close to Thanksgiving. Why? I don't know. Probably I'm just going to have dinner with some, actually, my brother, and that'll be it. Thanksgiving.
You're not going
we'll
to your sister? Eight.
No, Thanksgiving we'll go over there and have a good time.
Okay. Well, you could always come down to Beth. Beth, are you cooking?
No. What's that?
No, actually, I got invited to two places.
Good. Maybe I can come.
Yeah.
Didn't we go?
Not?
We went to the Chinese buffet for Thanksgiving.
I know. That's where I'm going.
That's cool. Hey, whatever works.
Hey,
Yeah.
What's that?
Hey, Beth, let me ask you this question. I asked Lee, and I answered it. I didn't even ask myself. But first of all, let me ask myself. Vinny Domingo, has your life changed since Friday the 13th? Yes, it has changed. I am... very aware of what I do, where I'm at, to almost a paranoid state because I'm looking too hard.
Think something's going to happen every minute.
Yeah. Have you changed? I mean, I'm flying December 6th, so I really can't be that paranoid, but I'm flying.
You got to keep living. It
sounds like you are a little bit.
No, you can't stop living.
You may not want to go in big crowded places like Times Square or, you know, things like Rockefeller Center, you know, and Empire State Building or things like that, but you still got to go places.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, people are saying that you just basically have to be aware of what's going on.
Right.
It's like after 9/11, I became very aware when I was living in New York where I was walking. And Vinny, you always yelled at me, look who's around you. Always look who's around you. You yelled at me about my pocketbook all the time. You still do that.
Yeah, but now it isn't the guy snatching your pocketbook. It's the guy blowing your ass off. Boom, 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 boom. So, you know,
It'll only take a second, and then I won't know anything afterwards anyway.
Yeah, make it quick and painless.
You're right.
The thing is, everybody gets paranoid right after it. But come 6-7 months later, everybody's walking around just like they were before. I'm sure in Boston after the bombers, they probably were all cautious with everything that went on. And then later on, they probably all relaxed because you forget.
Yeah, well, that's the That's the norm. That's usually the norm. Like, Ed, very true. Very true. Sad, but true.
Right.
Sad, but true.
But
they've made so many threats. The thing is, do we believe the threats or do we not?
Right. I think they're doing it to make us all crazy and paranoid.
Yeah, well.
Oh, don't forget about 9/11. That wasn't crazy and paranoid now.
No, afterwards.
That was the terrorists that took control of all the planes because America was under God and didn't know what to do at that moment.
Well, you know, I filmed a commercial for a game. Now, Leah, be my witness. I filmed a commercial for a game on top of the Flatiron Building. And in the back of the Flatiron Building, pointing south, the backdrop of the chute was the World Trade Center.
Wow.
My lines were to be like a homeless man, ranting and raving, walking back and forth on the ledge with a Bible in my hand.
Oh, wow.
Yelling, the world is over as we know it.
Yeah,
this was 20 years ago. And that were my lines. The world is over as we know it. Running back and forth, screaming, yelling, my hands flaring up and down. And then they framed or moved the frame over to the World Trade Center back on me. Isn't it weird? And that happened to the World Trade Center a few years later. I wish I knew the game that it was, but it was a Japanese game. And
remember you couldn't understand them because they didn't speak English.
Understand who?
Them talking because they weren't all speaking English. I remember you telling me that.
No, that was on the painter thing that I did where they were all speaking Japanese. And the painter, they just auctioned some of his pictures. The one that does all his stuff, it looks like he threw it. Well, there was a big famous painter, and his stuff just went on auction at Sotheby's for $6-8 million.
Oh,
and I played him. But the cool part about it was I played him at his house on Long Island and with all of his materials and equipment that he used. William Pollack. Pollack.
Right,
the painter I portrayed. Yeah. But what Lee was saying, it was done in Japanese or Chinese. So when we were sitting there doing scenes, talking, you know, I would say to the girl, man, you got some ass. So she said, man, you can't say that. That ain't in the lines. I said, they don't know what we're saying anyway. So, you know, I was just laughing, joking, you know, with the whole cast. And they didn't like that. But, you know, because we were serious, because Pollack was an alcoholic. And it was supposed to be a fight, an argument scene. But, you know, I'm always joking.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. I didn't know his painting sold for $8 million. I would have stole one of his paintbrushes.
Yes. $8 million. Oh, my God.
Yeah, things fall into Vinny's pockets.
Yeah, but, hey, if they sold a painting for $8 million, if I would have took 10 brushes, I could have got 500 Gs.
Yeah.
Probably even more. The brushes are expensive.
Well,
on some of the movie sets, though, they throw away all the food. So everyone has a habit of just taking it. And you saw some of the stuff we, God almighty.
No, well, actually, you're not supposed to keep anything at all. But the food, I mean, I used to take everything and anything. I asked, but then, I'd say, look, when you get done feeding everybody and everybody has seconds, I'm going to take this. All right, no problem, Vin. I mean, I took one time the rib things that my mother liked.
The rib bones, beef bones. Yeah.
I had to throw them away. I had about 150 of them.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
And the little old ladies, Beth, you would know, the little old ladies come with Tupperware, and they fill up their Tupperware. It's so cute. Oh, God.
Oh, they got such good stuff there, and it all gets thrown away. It gets thrown away. They don't keep it.
Yeah, because I had asked, can't they bring it over to God's, the one in New York, and
they can't because
it has to be thrown in a certain amount of hours. Yeah.
I don't think you can bring food out like that. Like you want to give it to the poor?
You can't.
No, you would see them
throwing away whole cakes still in the boxes, sealed. I mean,
what a shame.
Well, you could give food away to the homeless. You just walk up to them and just give them food.
There's nothing wrong with giving them food. An organized group.
Well, you could do it yourself. I've fed the homeless before. And, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, well,
at the movie sets,
we always wondered why they couldn't bring it over to, like, God's Love We Deliver or something, but they can't for health reasons.
Why? Because they're working 15, 18-hour days. And I tell you what, many times I would throw out the thing for the guy. I'm not carrying around for no fucking homeless guy. Fuck him. Let him go shoplift something. I'm serious. I'm not doing that shit. I'm working, busting my balls, getting a free lunch from the movie set, and I got to worry about them? Forget about it. Forget it. You know, there's an old saying, if somebody's hungry, don't give them a fish. Give them a fishing pole, and let them fish for it. And the same thing, if they're not hungry, I've seen people go over to craft services and ask for a cup of coffee, ask for a donut, and they'll give it to you. Because I once had to ask. I'm 66 years old. I asked her a lot of times in my life, I had to ask for things, man.
Have you ever had a homeless man come up to you and ask you for a few dollars so he could buy a bottle of beer?
I tell him, get the fuck out of here. Go rob somebody. Go find out who's got $5.
Vinny,
and go rob them and do $2.50 each.
Vinny, I gave the homeless guy a $10 bill one day. He was very honest with me. He said, mister, I don't want to lie to you. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm starving, and I haven't had a can of beer, and I want a bottle of beer. Can you help me out with $2? And you know, for being honest,
you should have got him a 20 and told him to get 5 bottles of crack.
No, you know why? Because, listen, Vinny, there's people out there that are starving, and even though that they go to pantry foods and they eat for free and stuff, they panhandle out there, and they lie to everybody, and they say they need the money for food, and they use it for drinking. So I'd rather you be honest, come up to me as an honest human being and say what you need it for, and maybe I would think about it, you know? I mean, would you rather have someone lie to you or tell you the truth? The truth always gets you very far in life. Remember that. When you lie to someone, you don't get nowhere in life.
You
can't look always at the homeless like they're bad. There are homeless out there that are struggling, that are veterans, that have been in war just like you and everyone else out there.
Half of these homeless out there, they're struggling.
If it was you, me out there, and we were struggling, would we want people to look at us like we do? Look at them, just because they're homeless doesn't make them bad people. It just means
what pisses me off, when I see a kid 18, 19 years old, three times the size as me, he can pick up a car with one hand.
Well, 18, 19 years old, they're just bullshitting because they got families that have money up their asses and they don't want to use their mother and father's money, but yet they want to go out there and panhandle. That's a different story. You got kids out there that are panhandling in front of the freaking New York NYU college for students. I couldn't believe it. On 14th Street in Manhattan, they're panhandled out there with the dogs. Meanwhile, they make $200 an hour. It goes all over Facebook, and people are still out there like fools giving them money. Well, those are not homeless. Those are people that just want to take the society as suckers. And they're doing it, and people don't care. They still give these young kids money. It's time that everybody should say no to that. I'd rather see a homeless that's in the elderly people that are struggling day by day with cans, looking garbage, eating food from there. That's a
different story. We have a big holiday coming, and I'm going to – that says Thanksgiving to thanks, give thanks, and I am playing a Thanksgiving song to calm everyone down. So hold on, everybody.
Okay, good. All right. And after your song, say goodbye.
But you took me to your nest before it was too late and kept me warm. And you helped me incubate, and now you're back. And you're the boss.
A nice song.
Did you like my Thanksgiving song?
I like that song. They changed the words.
Did you hear it, Vinny, or you?
No, that was that song. I want to die.
You know the song, Vinny? I will survive.
Yeah,
I should play it again, right? So you can listen to it, Vinny?
That's by Carol King, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
I will survive.
All right, now,
yeah,
Vinny, listen.
Survive.
Pay attention.
Oh, Donna Summers.
Pay attention, man. Pay attention, everybody.
At first I was an edge. I was petrified. Kept thinking I'd be lost or I'd get cracked and fried. But you took me to your nest. Before it was too late and kept me warm. And you helped me incubate, and now you're back. And you're the boss.
Like the turkey singing?
That was Gloria Gordon, but who is this lady that sang this version?
I don't know, but it was good.
I thought it was cute.
That was a nice song. That was funny, but I know she said in one part of that song, you help me masturbate. I was like, oh my God. It was kind of real funny.
It was good. Okay, Louis, you have a nice Thanksgiving. Make sure you go see your mother Thanksgiving. All
you
right?
Too. Thank you.
Beth, I'll see you soon. Have
okay, Vinny, have a wonderful day tomorrow and a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, everyone. And we'll speak to you next Friday. And please stay alert, stay alive. Seriously. I mean, stay alert, stay alive. That's all I got to say.
You're right.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.